Hello, world. Top of the morning to you. This is Dr. Shay Maureen Butler. Welcome to Top of the Morning Inspirational Show. And thank you for listening in. Top of the Morning is presented by Holder's House Ministries, Incorporated, a learning community encouraging, empowering, and educating believers. Good morning, by Mayor Deesa with Chloe Mack over the show. Now I'm smiling and I'm kissing all my worries goodbye. Got the feeling if I spread my wings I might even fly. You are my truth, my why. Give me the strength to say, get up. Ooh, cause it's a good morning. Oh, yeah. Mr. Matt to the mic.
Hey, top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte.
For Holder's House Ministries and related announcements. Holder's House Ministry community includes Top of the Morning Radio Show, Holder's House Online Monthly Bible Instruction, the Healing and Deliverance Crusade Campaign, a new initiative, Go Telecommunications Consulting, providing churches and ministries with social media communication plans and content management suggestions, workshop proposals, templates, and reference letter templates, the Empowerment Zone blog at holdershouseministries.wordpress.com, the Empowerment Zone, face-to-face with Dr. Say, a web TV program. The inaugural episode can be viewed at Holder's House Information Channel on YouTube or on dvtvonline.com and other outlets as they become available. We are also on social media, Top of the Morning Radio Show and Upper Room, International Ministries Church of God in Christ, where I serve as pastor on now Facebook. Follow the church on Twitter at all uppercase URIMCOGIC. Like these pages, two same forms about ministry events. Follow me and Holder's House Ministries on Twitter at Dr. Maureen B. That's capital D, R-M-A-U-R-E-E-N, capital D. On LinkedIn, you can find me at Fay and Butler, Google Plus, plus Holder's House information, and on YouTube, it's Holder's House information. Links and information for these ministry initiatives can be found at my website, www.holdershouseministries.org. Holder's House monthly online Bible instruction course and master lessons are available at www.blogtalkradio.com/Pastor-Maureen. Top of the Morning is in syndication. On Sunday morning, you can tune in at 8 a.m. Eastern at gospelgolden.com. And on Tuesday at 6 a.m. at dmggospelradio.com. And Monday to Friday at 6 a.m. at thestarradio.com. Holder's House Ministry is a satisfied client and partner to feature the following. Cat Media Management provides social media management for clients who are new to social media or for those that don't have the time to establish and maintain social media sites on their own. For more information, call Mr. Noel Figueroa at 646-372-6230. The Creative Flow is a graphic design and printing company. The Creative Flow specializes in ministry and business branding designing, logos, flyers, brochures, business cards, and journals. Call Steve Asphalt at 917-294-0771. Chester Booth and Photography is a husband and wife team that works closely together to capture the very best images imaginable, images that will last a lifetime. For more information, like them on Facebook or visit www.chesterbooth.com. Design and braids and trades, all natural hair care. Contact Miss Marion Council, Georgia, 718-783-9078. Check out the Vine Voice Entertainment Network, DVTVOnline.com. Are you looking for an inexpensive yet powerful promotional tool to promote your ministry, business, or product? You need a video business card, a 60-second video commercial. Roland Power Productions. Contact Pastor Pollard at 916-690-3953. These are related community announcements. Come and worship with Upper Room International Ministries, Church of God in Christ, the Church Without Walls. We are located at 790 East 51st Street between Avenue D and Foster in the great city of Brooklyn, New York. Our service times on Thursday nights, we meet at 6:30 for prayer, and Bible study begins at 7 p.m. Our Sunday schedule, Sunday school begins at 9:30 a.m. And banana bread and other homemade cheese baked by yours truly are served most Sundays at Sunday school. Our worship celebration begins at 10:30 a.m. On First Sunday, it is our celebration Sunday. We celebrate the Lord's Supper. We celebrate our assistant pastor, and we appreciate our seniors as we care pastors. Those Sundays, as I start up the gift service, where I invite others to share their ministry gifts with Upper Room. And Fourth Sunday is monthly family and friends day, and I anoint and pray for everyone. We will take prayer requests via the church website at www.urimcogic.org. And Fifth Sunday is our quarterly World Evangelism Day. Joyous Life Ministries, Church of God in Christ in Omaha, Nebraska, is now on Ustream. Go to www.jlworldchurch.com to view at any time. Reverend Eric Butler, pastor, Cynthia Butler, co-pastor. Check out Gospel House Ministries in Brooklyn. Follow them on Twitter at Gospel House BK, that is one word, or subscribe to their YouTube channel, Gospel House Men BK, Reverend Herbert Ward, senior pastor, Brenda Ward, pastor. Saturday night, Sunday school, Illinois First Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. Sunday school every Saturday at 19 Central, dial 1-661-673-8600. Access code 170-045-SOUND. The lessons are now being taped and will be available for playback. And I was the guest instructor this past Saturday, December 21st. Parable Entertainment is proud to present that will be done now available on video on demand to all cable providers, Time Warner, Comcast. And the DVD will be in store soon. Revival Fires. I will be in Revival and the Healing and Deliverance for Faith campaign this week, December 26th, 27th, and 29th at Abundant Life Church of God in Christ in Brooklyn, 2005 Brooklyn Street near Saratoga, 7 p.m. on the 26th and 27th, and noon on the 29th. And then on January 2nd and 3rd at the Cowherst Church of God in Christ in Roosevelt, New York. My guest today, Pastor Chris Walker from Florida and Prophet Angel O.J. Holcomb from New York. This concludes the announcements. Please govern yourselves accordingly. The music playing in the background during the announcements was The Real Meaning of Christmas by The Winans. The short interlude was The Marchings, In Christ There Is No East or West. It is time to pray. The music in the background during the prayer is Alpha and Omega by Israel. For the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 1, it says, men are always to pray, not faint. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and we thank you. Lord, we worship you this morning. Great is your faithfulness to us this day. Lord, for those in the listening audience that have not accepted you as Lord and Savior, we pray today for their salvation. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For those who don't know you, there are just four simple steps of salvation. The four A's. Acknowledge that you are a sinner. Agree with John 3:16. Ask God to forgive you of your sins and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. For those who are saved, born again, we know that the time is coming that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? Your word declares in 1 Corinthians 11:31 that if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Help us, Lord. Forgive us for our sins. Forgive us, Lord, for our shortcomings. Forgive us for wrongdoing. Forgive us for wrong thoughts. Lord, keep our motives clean and our hearts pure. We declare that you are the Lord of our lives, and your word instructs us that if we ask anything according to your will hear us. Wash us again in the precious blood of Jesus. Lord, wash the thoughts and intents of our hearts in your blood. Sanctify our attitudes and sanctify our emotions. Let's live to please God. Lord, your word commands us to pray fervently and effectively because it will avail much. So, God, help us to target our prayers, be sensitive to your promptings, and increase our discernment. Now, Lord, saturate our environments with your presence. Lord Jesus, we are not casting away our confidence in you because we know that without faith, it is impossible to please you and that you reward those who diligently seek you. Help us to delight in you so that our desires become your desires. Help us not to be so easily offended. Teach us to be mature. Sons and daughters, help us to acknowledge you and please you in all of our ways. God is a healer. Let's touch and agree with this specific prayer of healing. Lay your hand on the phone or computer as you listen. Lord Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities, and with your stripes we heal. Lord, we thank you, and we decree healing in every area of our life because you have sent your word and healed us and delivered us from our destruction. Let's walk in our authority as believers. We thank you for the authority that you've given us as believers by granting unto us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. For whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus, I bind hopelessness and I loose hope against hope. I bind spiritual fatigue and I loose spiritual endurance. I bind spiritual apathy and I loose spiritual resilience. In the name of Jesus, I bind slowfulness and prayerlessness and I loose commitment to the ways of God. I lose the desire to speak the things of God. In the name of Jesus, on today we declare that we are standing on the promises of your word. You're not a man that you should lie. We are standing on our testimonies and having done all for stand with standing. For your eyes are to and fro throughout the earth to show yourself strong on behalf of those who love you. We will not be ignorant of Satan's devices, traps, tricks, snares, or schemes. Let every strategy of hell against our lives be exposed and brought to light. Grant unto us strategies and tactics to identify and resist. Plots and plans against our lives, or lift up a standard against any for the enemy to try to bring in the lives of those listening now. Lord Jesus, help us to recognize open doors in our lives where the enemy will try to infiltrate. I lose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy that will come against the plan of God and the lives of those listening now. Let the secret counsel of the wicked be turned to foolishness. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I quench every fiery dart of competition, jealousy and envy in the body of Christ, and I release kindness, meekness, respect, and celebration of others. In the name of Jesus, cut off the assignment of the Jezebel spirit and its many manifestations against the disturbing in these streets. Destroy all manifestations of the Jezebel spirit. I plead the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I loose and activate with acceleration, repentance, godliness, the prophetic anointing, the spirit of Elijah and Jehu, the gift of discerning of spirits and the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I find anxiety and stress and loose the peace of God that passes all understanding. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, we renounce the past habits that had us down. And on today, we decree and declare that we are delivered and we will stand fast and not be entangled again. Cast down the high places that hinder us from fulfilling our purpose, completing our assignments, and giving birth to the destiny you place within us. In the name of Jesus, paralyze every delay and hindering alternate demon and loose sudden miracles for the saints. In the name of Jesus, dismantle every manifestation or outcome of generational curses. Release generational blessings and wealth. Lord Jesus, we thank you because as you did for your servant Daniel, you have come for our words. No weapon, no hindrance, and no delay will stop us from pleasing you in everything we do. Weapons may form against us, but they will not prosper. Lord Jesus, release your angels with flaming swords to fight on our behalf in the heavens against the demonic princes. Let the power of the blood of Jesus be released in our life. I cover my mind and thoughts with the blood of Jesus. I cover my thoughts and possessions with the blood of Jesus. I rebuke Satan, the accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus. Lord, your word instructs us in Psalms 144 that you are my strength that teaches my hands to warn my fingers to fight. Make us ministers of fire. Help us to pray, preach, teach, prophesy, and witness with Christ. Let us love and ministry. In the name of Jesus, help us to love at all times, but especially as ministers of God. Help us to abide by the first and great commandment to love you with all of our heart, soul, and mind. Lord, we want you to order our steps today. Lord, we will acknowledge you in all of our ways. Lord Jesus, our times and seasons are in your hands, and they will not be changed or adjusted by anyone. We are walking in the sons of physical anointing that will allow us to accurately discern our times and seasons. We thank you for the promises to go before us and make the crooked places straight. We expect that you will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Lord Jesus, according to your word, give us the treasures of darkness and give riches of secret places. Lord, we humble ourselves to your will. Lord Jesus, let us not operate in the spirit of error. Grant unto us wisdom in every area of our lives. Let us have and walk in the spirit of excellence. We want to be clothed with humility. Let a mantle of power rest upon our lives. Release God's pleasing faith in our lives. We thank you for favor, wisdom, and revelation. Lord, we thank you for this is our set time for favor. We thank you for this is our carol season, and we have great expectations for great blessings in every area of our lives. Lord Jesus, grant unto us the spirit of wisdom, revelation in your knowledge so that we will see what you're saying with spiritual eyes. Lord, your word states in Hebrews 5:14, but solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. So help us to activate and to train our five spiritual senses to be used for your glory. Stir up dormant gifts and talents and make way for the saints to exercise these gifts and talents. Lord, we will use our weapon of command. Your word states in Isaiah 45:11, thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker. Ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands, command you me. So in the name of Jesus, we command that the season of manifested blessings be released now. We call promises into existence by the blood of Jesus. We thank God for protection. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask for things, according to the power that worketh in us, upgrade everything around us. I believe in the law of God, so I should be established. I believe his prophets, so shall I prosper. Now, Lord, let this show bless your people. The words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer, keep me from presumptuous preaching and teaching. In Jesus' name, amen. She's a wonderful new artist, and check her out. Order a single at CD Baby, iTunes, or at Amazon.com. I'm very excited. We're getting ready to go to the phone line to bring on our first interview, a dynamic man of God from Florida. Getting ready to go to bring Pastor Chris on the line.
Hello, hello. How
are
you doing?
To you. Hey, how are you today?
Good, good, good.
Great, great, great. Thank you so much for getting up and coming on top of the morning radio show with us on today. So let's get right to it because I know you have a lot to share with us. So tell us a little bit about who you are and your background.
Well, I was born in Orlando, Florida, and born and raised in the Church of God. and grew up in a singing family and military family, and graduated high school and went on to serve in the United States Army and returned home got married and moved back to Orlando, Florida, about 20-something years ago. But I'm a pastor at Cathedral of Power Church here in Claremont, Florida, which is 25 minutes west of Orlando, and we've been here about 10 years. My wife and I have been here about 10 years pastoring the church that we birthed over 10 years ago. And so we are parents of 6 children. 4 of them are grown, and 2 of them are still at the house. They're a set of twins. And so that's pretty much me.
Wow. So I know you have a book, and I certainly want the audience to hear about this book. So where did this book come from?
Well, this book is entitled Lemons to Lemonade, Overcoming Your Past and Winning in the Now. And basically the book is about people who have learned how to overcome sour seasons in their lives, and they've learned how to squeeze purpose out of it. You know, a lot of us have had those sour, bitter seasons in our lives, and we've got to learn how to squeeze purpose out of it. And so mine was birthed over 20 years ago when I was 22 years old. And my first wife at the time had just decided one day to get up and walk away. And she actually left with another man. And she left me with a 2- and 3-year-old at that time. So I ended up becoming a single father of 2 kids and just struggling and depressed because I didn't understand why it was happening. I was in the church. We were both in the church. And actually, I was a worship leader of a church at the time when she did it. And so I was kind of upset with God because I said, God, you could have warned me and showed me this, but didn't understand why it was happening. I was the only one working, going to work every day, and we had a new car and new furniture, and I thought we were doing okay. And so it just kind of hit me like a ton of bricks. And within about 6 months, I had pretty much lost everything. My car got repossessed, and we were evicted from our apartment, and I ended up homeless in the city of Claremont, where I now pastor. So I didn't know that when I was sleeping in that abandoned house with my 2 kids, that God would send me back to the city that I had my worst sour moments in to birth a church.
Well, and I guess following up with that, so was there ever a time you thought things wouldn't turn around for you maybe during that season? And what kind of state of mind you, and I know you said you were depressed, but during that season, did you think that, I mean, there was just, it wasn't going to turn around for you? And how did you, how did things change for you really?
Well, yeah, I was like everybody else who would have been in that position. I didn't, I just thought this was it, this is the way it's going to be. And I lost my job because I just wasn't focused. I was depressed. I was just like, why is this happening to me? And so I was an ambulance dispatcher at a hospital, and I was making a lot of mistakes because sometimes she would call me while I was at work, and I would ask her, why did you do this and where are you? And she would tell me every week she was coming home. And of course, I would be looking, and she never showed up. So every week that she didn't show up, that would just make it worse. And then, of course, the first 2 months I was lying to the church because, the church going to ask the worship leader where his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just say she's at home or she's sick or she's tired or something. And then after 2 months, the saint is looking at you like, no, something wrong.
Oh, no. Right.
So,
yeah.
So, I ended up on welfare. Standing in the welfare line, receiving food stamps, and I remember when it got so bad that they had cut the lights off 3 days before Christmas, and one of the local gospel DJs in our city, who lived in the same apartment complex as me, he came by. And he said, "Man, you need to go to church," because at this point I had stopped going, And because I just was too embarrassed. And I said, I don't want to go to church. I don't want to hear, you know, God's going to turn it around and he's going to make a way. You know, I didn't want to hear all that stuff because I was like, I just figured he should have told me this, you know, in a dream or something. And I'm glad that he took me because that's what helped me, because a lot of times people don't understand that when you're going through, the thing that you need is the thing that you stay away from. You know, we need the word. We need just the day that you decide to stay home in your despair is the day that the word to unlock you from the situation that you're in was preached. And so that's really what changed it for me. I went to church one day, and the pastor preached a message entitled Problem or Promise. It's all how you look at it. And so I decided that day to look at my situation as a temporary problem with a future promise. And I was reminded that the three Hebrew boys, that when they came out of their storm, out of their sour season, they did not look like they, you know, they didn't look like what they had been through. So I decided that I was going to go to church and not look like what I was going through, that I was going to come out of this, you know, for the sake of my boys, for the sake of myself. But it's the word. It was the word of God that really changed it around for me because, again, sometimes people, when they go through, the enemy convinces them to stay home, and you don't need to go around nobody. You need to stay home you know, to just swallow in your sin, eat some cake and, you know, watch TV and cry. But that's what you can't do. You've got to find strength because he knows if you get around the word that something is going to trigger, something in your mind and your heart that's going to change you into a different direction. That's what this book is about. There's only one chapter about me. The rest of the chapters are about other people who have faced sour moments in their lives, and we see how they turned them around. And if you really think about it, if you look at the Bible is full of lemons to lemonade stories. It's full of stories where people started out one way, and because and through their faith and because of the word of God, they were able to change their direction and change their situation around and come out of bad, sour situations. You know, we look at the woman with the issue of blood. She was in a sour situation. They told her to stay home. You can't go nowhere. Nobody can't come see you. She ran out of health care insurance. She didn't have any more insurance. There's nothing else that we can do for you. And she decided one day in the middle of her sour season, she decided, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die trying. And so she decided to get out of her house and get to her help, which was Jesus. You know, and of course we know the end of that story. She walked into her lemonade healing season. And we look at the woman with the mill and the oil. She's already decided that it got so bad in her life. Creditors are coming. She's about to be homeless. They want to come and get her kids. Husband has died. You know, you can't get no worse than that. And the man of God comes by and asks her, what do you have in your house? You know, when you're going through something already, somebody comes along and asks you what you got left. You know, and so here she is. This is all she has, and I know the children. If you really think about the story, her husband who died used to work for him.
So I'm
imagining the children are saying within themselves, "Wait a minute, my daddy worked for you all them years, and all you got to say is what we got left." You know, and bake you a cake first. So, but it wasn't about what she was going through. It was about her ability to hear in the middle of her sour season.
Right.
See, that's key, too. You've got to be able to hear in the middle of your sour season because it's your hearing that can get you out. And so he asked her a question, and she answered that question, and he gave her some instructions. And when she followed those instructions, the Bible says she lived in a lemonade lifestyle the rest of her life. So this is what this is about. We have to make sure that in the midst of us going through and feeling pain, we're human, we feel pain, but we're going to learn how to hear God in the middle of our sour season.
Amen, Pastor Walker. I know we're kind of close to our time, to our next interview, but in maybe the next few seconds, can you tell people where they can get the book and how to contact you? And then we'll go on to our next speaker. But I really appreciate you so much for coming on this morning. But can you let the audience know where they can get your book?
They can get it at chrislwalker.com. That's chrislwalker.com, or they can go to amazon.com. They got to put the whole title in, Lemons to Lemonade, Overcoming Your Past and Winning in the Now.
Okay. Pastor Walker, you have really inspired me. This is so good. I know some people I'm definitely going to recommend you need to go and listen to this interview, because there's some people I know this would be just so good for, and I really appreciate you coming on. I'm excited about the book, exciting about where God has brought you into this season right now, and your testimony, what a powerful testimony, really powerful testimony. I thank you so much for coming on the line with us this morning. I want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, too, and wish you a Merry Christmas as well.
All right. Okay, take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Pastor Chris Walker from Orlando, Florida. What a powerful testimony. Now we're getting ready to go to a line from my own city, the Big Apple, New York City, a dynamic woman of God. If you've never heard, if you've never down to a prayer conference line, you are in for a treat. I don't want to take up any more of her time. I'm going to go and bring Prophet Angel O.J. Hope from one of line now. Good morning, Prophetess.
Good morning, Dr. Butler. How are you?
Good. I wanted to give you all the time in the world, so just did it. Let folks know a little bit about their background, but I know God has given me something to share with us on this morning. So I'm going to step back, and let you just go ahead on.
Amen. Well, thank you, first of all, just for the invitation. You're one of my favorite people. I truly bless the Lord for the opportunity to come and just share the word of the Lord and just to go ahead and release what it is that the Lord has given for the forthcoming year. Many of us, this time of year, it is a very hard time, not only emotionally, because some people have lost, loved ones, and, know, we're looking and we're feeling some type of way with respect to our loss, and we're emotional. And then sometimes it's a very rough time of year, because it's a year of introspection and retrospection. It's the time kind of when you have to face the music to see if all of the decreeing and declaring that you were doing in January actually made a difference. And one thing that I'm learning about the body of Christ is that we have to learn how to operate from a principle-based system instead of an emotionally-based system. The reason why so many of us get to this point at the end of the year where we have not realized everything that it is that God has for us and what it is that we believe that was going to take place is because we allow our emotions to drive us, and based on what we see, we allow that to guide us instead of the word of God, standing steadfast on the word and really just holding fast to the vocation for which we are called. We see many instances in the Bible where the Lord has done great things for many of the people of faith. We see it with Moses and Abraham. We see it with David and Esther, even Rahab, of course, with our Lord and Savior Jesus. But they all had to do their part. And one thing that we have to do as the body of Christ going into 2014 is to loose the lazy spirit. We have to lose that spirit of just being okay with where it is that we are. We have to lose the complacency. The Lord said that in all times you need to find yourself complacent, meaning that even though I am in a situation that I might not like exactly, I'm going to be content, because I know that even though I'm here, as I work toward and I press toward the mark, guessing that I am going to be in a better place. But a lot of times we slip into complacency, where we allow what is going on around us to make us comfortable, and it doesn't challenge us anymore. because we like there. And see, this is why we have to be very careful with our company. We have to be very careful with our core group. A lot of people say, oh, my circle, but a circle is too small to hold a child of God. You have a core group that the Lord has given you, and when you have a core group, that means that, listen, the dynamic can change according to the situation. There is not everyone that the president from the cabinet that has the expertise that the president of the United States needs in certain situations. And so when certain things come up, he calls on the environmentalists, he calls on the ones that are skilled in military and alliances or foreign policy, depending on what it is and who it is, listen, that he needs at that time is the one that has the most influence in what it is that he's making as a decision. And even though, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ is always going to be the head of everything that we do, we need to be very focused and careful on who we allow to counsel us in our times of crisis. We have to be very careful who we allow to come to speak into us and over us when we're dealing with certain situations. One thing the Lord let me know was that, and he said to me, he said, daughter, anybody that has the same questions going into 2014 for me that they had going into 2013 for me, listen, are only having those questions because they never gave me my answer, which was yes. Anytime you negate and anytime you think that you can neglect God by not answering him and by not following, listen, the principles and dealing with the precepts and doing the things that he has called you to do and think that you're just going to walk away with the spoils, you are sadly mistaken. He is a principle-based God. Everything he does with principle, which is why we have to be so prayerful and careful in this hour, in this time, in this season about what it is that we are calling ourselves not acknowledging God in. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, in all thy way, listen, that we have to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. That's a very basic scripture, but it is fully loaded because what we have to understand is that when you don't acknowledge God, what you're saying is that you don't need him. What you're saying is that you don't respect his, listen, what he has to say. That you are noticed that you are not interested in what it is that he has established as far as a plan for your life. And then when you make a shipwreck and when you make a train wreck of your situation, then you want to come back to the drawing board that you would never have to even see if you would have just acknowledged him in the beginning. He said that if you trust in him with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding, lean not to your own ideology, lean not to your own perceptions, lean not to your own emotions, lean not to your own understanding, and in all thy ways acknowledge him, that he will direct our path. The reason why a lot of us are going down very hard roads is because we are allowing our emotions and we are allowing what looks like a good deal to direct us. And instead of us going down the road of God, we're even on down the yellow brick road, which is going might lead us to Oz and it might lead us to the wizard, but we don't want to see him. We want to see Jesus. Right. We want to see the Lord. We want him to be able to look at us. And when he when he looks in us, he finds none of the enemy in us. A lot of us, we are allowing the enemy, whether it is by, whether we realize it or not, we are allowing the enemy by default to occupy different places in our vision because we are not speaking life and we are not acknowledging God with respect to what it is that we should be doing. There is a such thing as a squatter's mentality where just because something is missing, it's unoccupied. When the enemy comes in, he's in because there is nobody there that is maintaining or checking that part of the property. And so the squatter's rights automatically just kick into effect in the realm of the spirit. Amen. And so that's why we have to always make sure that no matter what is going on, that every part of us, each and every day that we wake up and open up our eyes, that we open up our mouth and say, Lord, search me. The old people, they said stuff like that. The old people prayed, Lord, keep me when I don't want to be kept. You know why? Because they understood that even, listen, as much as they loved him, that their soulish nature, that part of them that was flesh, still had the propensity and still had the power, Lord help me today, to be able to overtake
what it is that has been unoccupied or what it is that they don't even know about. We have to be careful that we don't underestimate the power of sin. Sin has power. And a lot of times I believe we walk so blindly as a body that we underestimate the little foxes, not realizing that those are the ones that cause the vine. That little thing that when your pastor asks you to do something, you suck in your teeth and rolling your eyes and muttering under your breath. No, you might not be on the phone being blatantly gossipy and disrespectful to the man or woman of God, but anytime you do something in your heart, you have an issue. There's a scripture that says, be careful not to curse the king, not even in your heart, because I will send a winged creature to come to your bed chamber and get the info and bring it back. When you are truly somebody that walks in the discernment and walks and hears the heartbeat of God. Listen, people don't even have to open their mouth, but something that's an angelic being, the Lord will use it to just reveal, Lord have mercy, what it is that somebody's ill intent is towards you.
That's true.
And this is why we have to be careful. It's in the Word of God. He's letting you know that you people don't even have to open up their mouth about their disdain and their disgust or their distaste for you. Because when you walk in discernment, I will make sure that you get the drop on them. We're living in a time where we feel like, well, you know what, my emotions are going to do it. But it's like the Lord let me know your works are not going to save you. Your tears are not going to wash you. Listen, your shell can't hide you. Your walls can't protect you. Your emotions can't console you. Your lies can't justify you. Your dreams can't wake you. Your ideas can't speak for you. And your hope cannot live for you. You have to get to a point where you're going to say, Lord, I'm putting myself on the altar. I am the living sacrifice. And I am not going to allow the works of the flesh to be what it is that I present to you so that they can be burned up as wood stubble. And hey, only what we do for Christ will last. We have to examine our motives in this season. We have to be very unyielded. We have to be very sure and have a clear understanding of our objectives and our purpose. We have to make sure that we understand going into something that we are beginning with the end in mind, and that we are not going to consistently allow the enemy to detour us based on something going left in the situation.
Wow.
And so now, you know, and I know I'm talking a little fast. I try to slow myself down all the time. But as we're leading in to this new year, I just need everybody to go in with a different mentality. It's all right for us to shout on watch night, and it's all right for us to give God the glory. But after that first 1 or 2 months wears off, don't allow, your declarations and your decrees to wear off. Don't allow, your prayers to start getting shifted, because now all of a sudden you're starting to see warfare. Warfare is your indication that God has said it. A lot of times I don't even feel comfortable as a prophet until I see something show up that is contrary to what it is that the Lord spoke.
Wow.
Selah, I'm going to just let that sink in, because a lot of people, when they see warfare, that backs them up. That makes them stop. But see, to us, that should turn us on all the more. That should make us press in harder and say, okay, this is my confirmation right here. I've been waiting on you. I've been waiting on my Haman. I've been waiting on that thing. I've been waiting on that person. I've been waiting on that situation to come up and verify that it's God by way of being contrary. Because the Bible says that the devil is a liar.
That's right.
And so we have to understand that if he's a liar, there's no way he can tell the truth, which means that if somebody from his camp come over and tell us anything, that means that it is an untruth. And that's what we have to learn how to do. We have to learn how to listen to what's not being said in the realm of the spirit. And that often also is a clue of what it is that we should be looking for and being alerted and aware of. There's a time that we're dealing with, and the Lord was letting me know. I was dealing with someone the other day, and they were crying. They were so upset. And Pastor, I know you as well. You know, you probably get people in your inbox on your phone, and it just seems like every time you turn around, it's like World War 99 has broke out in their house. And so, you know, I have been teaching, you know, on the prayer calls, and I have been, you know, posting, you know, stuff on social media, Twitter, IG, Facebook, whatever else we got going on. And you know, they were really just God, you know, God things, amen. And so, you know, this person called me again. And so I just had to acknowledge God in the midst of the conversation and say, Lord, give me the words to say, give me the questions to ask. And he said, ask her this. So I said, well, sweetheart, are you praying? Are you reading your word? Are you failing not to assemble yourself? Are you fasting, baby? Are you catching the prayer calls? Are you reading the statuses and applying them and not just clicking like it? She said, well, no. And then the Lord said to me, clear Isabel, he said, daughter, let me tell you something. If they don't answer my call, you better not text them. And I said, well, what does that mean? He said, because you have to understand something, that if people see that there is that I am available and that there are ways and outlets for them, my God, to reach me so that they can get what it is that they need from me, if they choose not to answer my call, you reaching out to them in your own strength is not going to do anything. And so by you reaching in, trying to pull somebody out, you may be pulling somebody out that's not mine. Because if they're hearing if they're not hearing the sound, if they're not hearing the call, or if they are and they're choosing not to respond, what they're saying is they don't want me. And if you keep trying to drag somebody along, all you're doing is making a bad situation worse, and you're prolonging the inevitable, not only in that person's life, but in something that's going to eventually cause you a hardship.
Wow.
And this is why we have to learn that no matter what is going on, we might want the best for people. We might want to be very inclusive of people, especially when we go higher, especially when we see that people have giftings and talents that are in our family, that are in our close core group. But you have to understand this. It's a wonderful thing to want to take people with you, but if they don't have the same ambition and they don't have the same drive and they don't have the same passion about the things of God that you do in their gifting and in their talent, what you're going to do is you're going to have a lot situation where, you know what, it may work for a while, but when the prosperity comes, listen, you're going to have an issue because they lack the discipline that is necessary in order to control what it is that God has given them. The Lord let me know that 2014 is the year of collaboration, it is the year of connection, and it is the year of covenant. But we have to make sure that we're not in cahoots, but in covenant, because it's a big difference between being in covenant and being in cahoots.
That's true.
And a lot of us, we think we in covenant with folk, but we ain't listening. That we think we in covenant, and they think they in cahoots. But see, that's where you have to learn how to give that right benediction and say, all right, now may the Lord watch. I know we don't normally give that one, but for this situation right here, we're going to say, may the Lord watch. May he watch between, may he watch around, may he watch up, may he watch down, but may he watch between us, because we don't want to be in cahoots with anybody. We don't want to have anybody connected to our pure situation that has an impure motive, that does not have a heart for God or his people, that is merely using, listen, ministry as a stepping stone for something else. Because you know what, in this hour, God is, he is separating the wheat from the tare. People really do not understand that the great falling away, it really has already begun. It really has already begun. We don't even want to acknowledge it as the body of Christ, because we just, you know, we're so, our heads are in the clouds, and we're so just misled by what the grace and mercy of God is. That we just want to keep slapping the grace and mercy sack on everything, not realizing that that's not a grace and mercy situation. That's a God cutting away. That's a God showing. That's a God revealing. That's a God separating situation. My Lord.
My Lord.
What a mercy.
Thank you. Ooh. Prophetess, you know, I've had to really try to hold myself in. This is just so dynamic. So many things that are just so true and rich. But before we hang up, can you tell the listening audience about your book and information about your prayer call? And by the way, this is also being broadcast live on thestarradio.com, and they repeat it all week and as do some other stations. So can you tell the audience so they can get your book, your prayer book, and your prayer calls and that
And I'm sure you're going to be doing some of your fasts. You'll bring that out at some point in time, some a summary of those. But let the distant audience know where they can get your stuff.
Amen. Well, again, thank you so much for the opportunity to be on. If you want to get my books, they are on Amazon.com. They're called Strategic Prayers That Shift Volume 1 and Strategic Prayers That Shift the Workbook. They're both available on Amazon.com. All you have to do is plug in the title or just plug in my name, which is Angel Holcomb. They're on there now. I think they're back maybe $9 or something. Listen, they will change your life. I'm telling people,
right.
You done gave everybody an iPad, you done gave them this, that, and the third, and they still tore out the frame. Give somebody the gift of prayer. I know that we're only 2 days out from Christmas, so they'll get it late, but make sure they have it in hand before the new year begins.
Right.
Also,
right.
In February, I do have a dual release that is coming out. One is just kind of like a book, which is packed full of some of the best of my Facebook statuses from the last 3 years. And people have just been just waiting and waiting. And then also I'm going to be releasing Strategic Prayers That Shift Volume 2, which is a very in-depth guide not only in prayer but also on learning to hear from God. I think this is probably I am the most godly proud of this work because it's really allowing the Lord to prophetically get people lined up and tapped into their intercessory and prophetic side. Everybody is not a prophet, and everybody does not have a prophetic gift, but if you are one that is saved and you are an intercessor, whether you want to acknowledge and deal with it or not, you do have some level of attachment to the prophetic realm, so you need to know how to navigate in the realm of the spirit so that you can be effective in prayer. So that's what that book deals with. I do a prayer call. It's not something that is scheduled. It's mostly when the Spirit of the Lord leads. But starting on January the 11th, I will be doing the 21-day call to prayer that I do every year from January 11th till January 31st, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every single night for 1 hour. We do teaching, and we go really in, diving into some very deep topics, very candidly, very raw. So if you're someone that is squeamish in the Holy Ghost, it probably won't be for you. But if you're somebody that beats business with God, I just encourage you to jump on that call again, January 11th through the 31st. The number is 530-881-1400. And the call in code is 178464. If you're on Facebook, I'm on Facebook under Angel O.J. Holcomb, and all of that information is posted there, as well as I'll forward it to Dr. Butler so that she can go ahead and have it if you have an inquiry through the radio program as well. So I just thank you, Pastor, just for having me again. It's never a dull moment when I'm on the line with you, because you make sure that you get all of what belongs to the people of God out of me when I get on.
Amen.
It's almost like you just make sure you just pray to God real good, that he just get me real energized. But nothing makes me great, makes me happier than sharing the word of God. It's just a great honor and a privilege as always, and I just decree blessings over your work, over the works of your hand. I just bless God for what it is that he's doing with you through Huddless House, through everything that you have going on. I'm just watching you soar, and as a little sister to you in the Lord, it really just blesses my life to see that some of us are still doing it the right way, that we're not laying on backs, and well, I'm going to leave that alone, but that we're doing it right, that we don't have to do anything that's compromising, that we can just stand flat foot, preach the gospel, and that the Lord still honor us and honor our work, the in a way that is tangible and in a way that just is not, you know, something that's a five and dime, that is polished, that is put together, that is just excellence all the way around. I love it. I'm learning from you. I'm watching from the sidelines. I'm calling you for consulting services soon. Amen. So that we can get things together all by side. And I just look forward to
collaborating
here real soon. Amen.
Amen. I thank you so much for blessing us on this morning with this wonderful Christmas message and blessing. Again, it's ready for next year. I appreciate you so much, and we'll be in touch. So thank you so much for coming on. I need to wrap things up, play a little bit of this song, and say Merry Christmas to people. But thank you so much for coming on this morning, and we will be in touch.
Amen. God bless you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Amen. You too. Boy, that was really dynamic. It was wonderful by Prophet Angel and O.J. Holcomb. And we are very close to the bottom of the hour, so let me just say I hope you are blessed by our guests today, Prophet Holcomb and Pastor Walker. And I'm getting ready to sign off. This is Dr. Faye Marine getting ready to sign off, saying Merry Christmas to all of you. I just want to say I'm going to play a little bit of Keisha Ely's song as we sign off, The Greatest Gift. She's a dynamic new artist. But let me say this, now to him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. For the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Merry Christmas to you. Promote the 3 G's, God, the gospel, and good things. Top of the morning to you. This is Keisha Ely singing The Greatest Gift.
It's about God's love that came from above. When humanity was lost, Jesus died on the cross for our sin and shame. We're forgiven in his name. Now salvation is free.
Try!